good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. It is the last day of June. Can you believe that? We're halfway through a year.
I know it.
It's amazing.
It's not going to be long before I'm 40, you know?
another month or two or three?
Another 6 years, maybe. But it's getting closer.
I want to tell you this on the air while I'm thinking of it. Our main line to the office here is out, and there's going to be a repairman coming in here to fix it. I told him to be as quiet as possible. So if you hear somebody moving around, it's not me. It's your repairman. But anyway, we'll go from now.
Repairman? Quiet?
Yep, repairman. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what can I say?
That'll be fine. That'll be fine. We have Wendy Wilson joining us today, as she always does on a Wednesday afternoon. But first, let's go ahead and do the market report. We have gold today off the high by almost $5, $17.70, at up $8.70. Silver, it's back up over 26. It is 26.20, up 36 cents. Platinum was up $4 at 1,076. Palladium is soaring, up 101, almost 4% at 2,862. The USDX today is up 0.27 at 92.34. So it's kind of an interesting observation. Usually the gold has been, you know, will go up when the dollar is down. Today they're both up. Crude oil is up 52 cents at 73.50. Paper markets did just fine today. They were in negative territory early when I first looked at them early this morning. But the Dow was up 211 points at 34,503. The S&P was up 5 at 4,297. Let's see. The NASDAQ was down 24 points at 14,503. It's just one of those days, Butch. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes, and former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, he died. He was 88 today. So let's go ahead and see what the European markets were, negative across the board. Asian markets were Nikkei and the Hang Seng were down. Shanghai was higher, but very little, but by very little. And that's pretty much it. See what the bonds did. 1.46 for the U.S. 10-year yield. So without any ado, let's go ahead and go right to Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody, and hello, Pastor Butch.
Hi, Wendy. How you doing today?
I'm a-doing. I thought we'd look at the era. We're in the era of on-demand vaccines. Did you know that? Yeah.
I did.
Yes, you did. Well, hey, the era of vaccine evolution is here, and we are told it would be different back in 2014. You know, they were telling us this was on the way. That the University of Washington actually announced some research back then about the bioengineering vaccines. Here's what they proclaimed back then. They said, our engineers have a new type of vaccine that seems to work in mice, and it will one day make vaccines cheaper to make and faster to produce. Vaccines could be administered within minutes when a disease erupts and breaks out. Can you imagine making a vaccine in one day?
Yeah. Hey,
this is where they're headed. This is where they're headed. So the University of Washington was announcing what was called, what we now know is called messenger RNA vaccines. That's what they were doing. They envisioned the future where doctors could identify a pandemic pathogen and in one day have the vaccine to give to the patients. And this would certainly skip the clinical trials for sure. Here's a quote from one of the professors there at the University of Washington, professor of chemical engineering, Francisco Banix. He says, we are really excited about the technology because it makes it possible to produce a vaccine on the spot. On-demand vaccines for humans could be administered in minutes when there is a disease outbreak. End of quote. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
No testing. No testing whatsoever. It worked in mice, it'll work in you. Don't worry about it. So now you know why science wasn't really so concerned about the short test period for the COVID vaccine. And the research did get published in the January 2014 issue of the Journal of Nanomedicine. So the research, this was 7 years of research, and it discussed nanoparticles and synthesized engineered proteins that are supposed to mimic the infection and then bind to your calcium phosphate in your body. That would be your teeth and bones, by the way, and then activate the immune system. So according to all this research, the mice survived the testing and supposedly had long-lasting immunity. So why don't the patients injected with the COVID-19 have long-lasting immunity? Good question. So it would seem to reason here that the research done does not fare the same in humans that it does in mice. So the 2014 research does confirm that your messenger RNA vaccines, their protein winds up affecting your lymph nodes, which are involved in a strong immune response. So, but how it responds is the thing. So, hey, do you guys want to know how to make a nanoparticle? I can tell you how it's done.
All right. Tell us.
Yeah. Everybody get your pen ready. Woohoo. Yeah. Okay. So according to the University of Washington, scientists describe how they made their nanoparticles, and this is how they did it. They genetically engineered protein that's identical to the surface of the disease, and then they freeze-dried it. And then they took the freeze-dried protein, mixed it with water, calcium, and phosphate, and that made the nanoparticle. Voila. There you go. So the research is stating that this recipe should work with all different types of diseases, and especially your viral infections, which they say are hard to vaccinate against. Now, the report was also, it had a disclaimer. Science was saying we should use caution because just because this worked in mice doesn't mean it's going to work the same in humans. Apparently, they forgot all that. But anyway, one reason science pursued the manufacturing of the vaccines this way was to reduce their overhead and hopefully avoid the refrigeration that serums in vaccines are required to have. So they discussed putting such vaccines on patches and disposing of the syringe altogether. So, but here's the thing, guys. We want to jump forward 2 years to 2016, and this is Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT, and they put their engineers to work to design a programmable RNA vaccine, which could be manufactured rapidly and distributed quickly, and in the report, they were boasting that their RNA vaccines were effective against things like Ebola, H1N1, and all types of influenza, worked very well in mice, they said. Okay. So they discussed exploring a new way of vaccinating and manufacturing to produce these treatments, even for cancer. So messenger RNA vaccines for cancer. Now, MIT said this July 2016. They say our MIT engineers have developed new types of customizable vaccines that can be manufactured in 1 week, and this allows for rapid deployment of the vaccines in disease outbreak areas. They go on to say our vaccine consists of strands of genetic material known as messenger RNA, which can be designed to code for any viral, bacterial, or parasite protein. These molecules are packed into a molecule to deliver an RNA into human cells, where it's translated into proteins to provide an immune response. This nano-information approach allows us to make vaccines against disease in just 7 days. So this research was in the journal July 4th, 2016, of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So a lot of people are kind of like, what? What did you just say? Well, let's try to give you a snapshot. Let's compare a traditional vaccine to the messenger RNA vaccine so you can see the difference. Some people are kind of lost in what the differences are between these two. So here is a comparison. Your traditional vaccines, you know, the ones that we were injected when we were in elementary school, they consist of inactivated or dead pathogens or viruses. They were cultured on animal organs, eggs, or even on produce, like tobacco leaves. Some of the diseases are too risky to handle this way, so they were just eliminated altogether. They didn't even do them. And then often, they do not induce a strong immune system response, and that's why they give you booster shots and add chemical adjuvants to the vaccine. So that's the traditional way of doing it. The messenger RNA vaccines, the new way is to induce the host cells of your body to make them manufacture or copy the proteins of the disease. And this is supposed to produce many copies of the disease proteins quickly, and then the proteins provoke your immune system to respond. So those are the differences right there. So the idea of messenger RNA vaccines has been around, get this, for 30 years. And until now, there was really not a safe way to deliver them until they found out how they could package it into a nanoparticle. That seems to have been the key. So this has been a kind of on the back burner for a while. But now we've heard that, you know, some of the animal trials for the COVID didn't fare well at all. They died. The animals died. So I'm not sure, you know, which research is accurate and which isn't. But millions of people are getting the RNA COVID vaccine, and it tends to be a big experiment, as you know. So we now have information that's kind of been leaked out that animal trials for the COVID vaccine were not successful, and the animals didn't survive the treatment. And perhaps the lab rats got inflamed hearts, myocarditis. Nobody knows for sure. So that emergency meeting that we just heard about, you probably heard about it, Pastor Butch, the CDC was discussing the hundreds of cases of myocarditis that occurred the other week, and I think they met last week. So reports are suggesting that there was enough young boys or men that were experiencing the condition, so they had to discontinue the use of the vaccine. I believe it was in France for a little bit until they had their discussion. It's kind of interesting. The reports are stating that the myocarditis is occurring in males between teen, young adult, and those age groups. So preteen, teen, and young adult. Why is that? Why is it just affecting that age group? What do you suppose that is? And you got a guess out there?
That their immune system is stronger or somehow.
Some people are suggesting it's linked to testosterone levels. These are able-bodied males that are suffering. This is a target group, apparently. So we're supposedly having a little over 3,000 deaths with this. That's 1% of the real numbers, of course, so you're probably looking at 30,000 deaths. So virologists are estimating a death toll to be around 180 million just in the United States within the next 24 months. So I think, people, it's important to really do your homework on vaccines before you take them. And I've heard, you know, the Houston Hospital in Texas, you know, they had 150 medical personnel got fired because they refused to take the vaccine. This is nurses, doctors, and other workers there. Because they're following the science, because their argument was, we already had COVID. We were on the front lines last year dealing with COVID patients. We all got sick with COVID, and so we don't really need a vaccine. That's what the science has always said. You already have natural immunity. You don't need a vaccine. But they're excluding that concept all entirely and wanting everybody to get the shot. What do you think that is?
I don't know.
It's just really interesting. There's just layers of the onion coming out on this vaccine. Like, I'm working on some research now. I'm combing through it on this weird condition with your fingers and toes with COVID people. So we're going to cover that next week. But they just don't know enough about it, and they're throwing this stuff in an intramuscular vaccination, which is editing genetic code, which is really, I think, negligent, to be, you know, kind, because they just don't know enough about this whole thing. So I think people should, you know, do their homework, look after their health, keep their immune system strong. There's lots of antivirals out there. And I recently heard some research that was stated by a doctor. Let's see, was it Dr. Mark? I'm trying to think of his name. He's gonna be on my show, but we're gonna be talking about some of the research he's talking about where he's actually recommending people get vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and use some medicinal herbs instead. So this is a medical doctor saying that. What do you think? Yeah, so I think it's important people to look at their options because we have people suffering with inflamed hearts, fluid around the heart, and they didn't have any kind of health conditions before they got the injection. There's some people that are testifying with Senator Johnson. He's been looking into the COVID vaccine, and these parents are bringing the children that participated in the clinical trials for Pfizer, and many of the children were damaged. One lady was reporting on her daughter who was 12. She participated in the children's version of the clinical trials, and healthy 12-year-old, but now she's in a wheelchair. And she suffers from seizures and fainting, and she can't take care of herself. And so, and the parents are kind of beside themselves on that, but there's nothing they can do because they waived all their rights when they agreed to be participating in the trial. So, but people aren't getting that information. It's not coming out.
And you know what's real? I get a little upset when I hear people when, you know, how many people have been vaccinated total now?
Mm-hmm.
100 million, something like that.
Yeah.
And they'll come out and they'll say, well, you know, you're bound to have some.
Sure.
You know, people died from the polio vaccine. Like, it makes it okay.
Well, that's what they're saying. That's what the CDC determined with regard to the myocarditis, that, you know, you had over 3,000 people suffering from this, but you had over 1 million people vaccinated. So, you know, it's just, you know, collateral damage. You know, that's how they're looking at it. So, but if it's your child or
if it's
you,
your child or your parent, you know, it's terrible.
It is. It's a nightmare. I mean, I listened to testimony on a woman who volunteered her daughter and two sons in the clinical trials, and they're just totally ruined. The kids are in the hospital. It's awful. So, you know, I just think it's a virus. And when we talk next week about the COVID fingers and toes, I don't know if you've heard about that. You're going to see it is
mm-hmm,
a virus.
I have.
And there's a way to deal with it. So yeah. Give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. We're having our 4th of July sale. Get a free catalog. You'll save 25% on your favorite herbs now through the 4th. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or visit us at thepowerherbs.com. More good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you, Wendy. Have a great Independence Day.
Oh, I shall, and I hope you do, too.
Yes, we'll do. And we'll talk to you next week.
Right,
we'll
thanks.
Be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Butch, I don't know if you had the info on the big headlines about the Trump Organization charges coming tomorrow.
No, I read about it. I didn't bring it up, but go ahead and talk about that.
Well, just briefly, the company, I don't think they're going after Donald Trump per se, but I figured they'll make his, you know, accountant or whoever the scapegoat. Donald Trump's company and his longtime finance chief are expected to be charged Thursday. So you notice they said company and not Donald Trump, with tax-related
right.
crimes stemming from a New York investigation in the former president's business dealings. The charges against the organization and the company's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, appeared to involve non-monetary benefits the company gave to top executives. It's like, are you kidding me? That's what they went after? Non-monetary benefits. That's like the use of apartments or cars. School tuition. The people were not authorized to speak about the ongoing investigation. The Wall Street Journal was the first to report that charges were expected tomorrow. So that's all they got after 2 years is somebody, the organization left, you know, top execs, you know, use a car or an apartment somewhere.
Well, you know, how long did they beat on the Russian thing when he's
yeah.
in office? You know, I mean, whether you like Trump or not, he was beat on from day one until he got out, and he's still been beat on.
Absolutely. I mean, what they're going after, I mean, it's just standard practice in business.
It is. Yes. And it could be a tax write-off, too. You give somebody a car while they're on business or a guest. They can, I mean, maybe it's a client. You can write off. There's nothing wrong with that. You buy somebody a meal, it's the same thing.
You know, it just really is amazing. Yeah, that's all they could get after 2 years. Unbelievable.
That doesn't surprise me at all. And I guess you heard, too, that that Bill Cosby got out of jail today.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah, they said he dropped the charges or whatever they did, they're turning him loose today. So, who knows?
Yeah, and you know what? It's kind of like I'm not, you know, whatever he did, I mean, I didn't follow his case or anything like that. They said it was an unfair trial. Why? Because he's black, or was it really an unfair trial?
I have no idea.
You know,
no
but,
idea.
I mean, he's drugging women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
And he had not just one or two say that. He had a dozen or more. They testified to that?
Yeah.
A lot of them did.
My biggest problem when you have these types of cases is, okay, you were drugged and raped. Why did you come out how many years later?
That's a good question.
You know? And I think some of them did come out earlier. I didn't really follow the story, but there's other cases where, you know, women come out and make these charges against these men, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, and it ruins them.
And, you know, and in a lot of cases now, if you're charged, anybody accuses you, you're assumed guilty already. That's just the way it is.
If you're white, you are.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah, really. But, yeah, if someone would charge somebody with this, say that this person did so-and-so, well, if you went back 20 years, how would a guy prove the person proved they didn't? 20 years ago, who remembers what they were doing 20 years ago, mm-hmm. you know, a certain day? How do you prove what you where you were and what you did? So, this is ridiculous. There should be a time limit on that. If you're not going to go up and tell the truth within a few months, whatever, then shut up and keep your mouth shut. So, anyway, and folks, if you listen, I'm sorry, I'm on a regular phone. I told you at the beginning of the program they're going to work on mine, on the office line, where they disconnect my Comrex line somehow. So I'm on a line two for the office, so if I happen to go off here, that means they've disconnected this one too. But we'll do the best we can. So, I tell you what, technology is wonderful when it works. Anyway, you want to get started on some things here, Melody?
Yes, we can.
Well, let's get started. I thought this first article was... Well, it's not a museum, but it's kind of entertaining in the way it's written. Inflation's the nail in the coffin of Biden's spending plans. Inflation is accelerating. Every consumer in the country feels it every day. If there is any economic sense left in Washington, the rising inflation threat should grind President Biden's biggest government spending plans to a halt. Federal Reserve officials have called inflation transitory. Now, Melody, I've been alive 72 years, and it's never been transitory since I've been alive. It's always been here. Can you agree with that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, it had this went up. I mean, it's all there is to it. So there's no way around that. That's just the way it is. But what if they're wrong, he says? The public is clearly worried. According to a new Harvard CAPS Harvard's poll, Harris poll released this week, 85% of Americans are concerned about inflation for good reason. Last month, the consumer price index rose at least the highest fastest level since 2008. At the same time, the producer price index, which measures wholesale costs, rose at its most rapid rate in recorded history. Rising producer prices translate into higher consumer prices. This inflation tax, now got that right, could dramatically slow the vaccine-induced economy recovery and make it ordinary Americans poorer. As its recent meeting this month, the Fed announced that it would accelerate its expected interest rate hike timeline and discuss tapering its $120 million in monthly bond purchases. We hope they do. But another factor that would inflame inflation is adding to the U.S. heavy debt loads that the Fed's bond purchasing has facilitated. It's economics 101 that more money creation means the dollars in our wallets and bank accounts are worth less. And yes, it is economics 101, but I guarantee that about 80% of Americans have no idea what I just said.
You're absolutely
correct. You mean
printing
money makes the dollar drop? They really don't know that.
No. And they don't care to know.
That's the saddest part.
They don't
part.
Ask questions. They don't care why prices are going higher. They don't care why their dollar buys less. They don't care that their, you know, wages aren't a living wage. They don't care why. They make blames.
It's stealing.
It is.
It is stealing from us, and the government and the other corporations benefit because they get to print the money and control the money, while you and I pay the tax and the inflation, and our dollars become valueless to us. And folks, I promise you this: it will come to an end one day. And when it comes to an end, it's going to hurt like you know what. Am I right on that?
Absolutely.
And the Great Reset of food. The Biden regime has put sanctions on American people, shutting down pipelines, killing millions of jobs, and ending our energy independence, while opening pipelines in Russia and giving away the farm to our enemies. Giving away the farm is literally correct. Bill Gates and China have been buying up millions of acres of farmland. At this rate, China will dictate what we grow. Now, just let this sink in a second. Gates is bad enough. But China's buying up farmland. How ignorant can we be to let a foreign country that stands against what we ever thought we stood for control our food supply? They're already controlling our medicine and car auto parts and all kinds of things. And how much more are we going to tolerate on this, Melody? From this time last year, gas is up 56%. Used cars are up 30%. Airfares are up 24%, and car rentals are up 110%. Remember when Hertz all sold the cars off because they weren't renting them? Now, now they don't have any car surveys, so they're raising prices. Isn't that great? As Glenn Beck says here, we're being priced in some, into submission. And he's right. A corrupt political class is completely compromised by the CCP. They're deliberately debasing our currency to where the dollar doesn't mean anything anymore. Therefore, the banks are no longer content to own your mortgage. They want your house. They want your real assets. The big pension funds are buying up entire neighborhoods and towns to rent back to you because you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's powerful and it's right on the money. That is so powerful and right on the money. Folks, they're buying up the assets, including the land that you're going to farm. But you're going to own nothing, and you're going to be happy. We're going to be renters on the land that our founders died to give us. So that's,
you don't
that's
hear,
biblical. Biblical.
You don't hear reports anymore about the American dream, do you? That kind
no,
of
you
is
don't.
Just,
no, you don't. No, you don't. And again, that was prophesied in Nehemiah chapter 9. You know, he said that we will become slaves or whatever on the land that was given to us. And Thomas Jefferson warned about that, too. He said, if you're not careful, you end up, you know, slaves on the land you found that we gave to you with, for your inheritance.
Yeah, but Butch, we already are because we give property tax to the government.
That's
we're
very
already
true.
There. It's just going to go to a different group of people.
Well, you know,
we'll have to learn how to write Chinese.
I barely speak English. I'm going to learn to write Chinese. I can hardly write English. But, you know, it's just sad that we already actually don't own anything. We just pay for the upkeep.
We rent everything.
We do. That is a fact, folks. From your automobile to your home, everything, even your dogs in some places are taxed. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, hot rolled steel prices hit record as infrastructure deal nears. Before the deals have been made, they're raising prices on steel. Could that be called price gouging?
Could be.
I'm just curious about that. They haven't ordered yet. The price is going up on those who need it right now. Future prices for hot rolled steel, commonly used in producing frames for trucks and heavy machinery, hit a record high Monday as the prospect infrastructure deal nears. A record high on Monday as they anticipate, Melody, that you're going to have to make it. I'm going to have it. There's something wrong with that picture. July NOMICS Midwest to Mexico.
Yeah, it's called inflation.
Yeah, it is, and it's called inflation before the order's even been brought forth to cause inflation. July NOMICS Midwest domestic. Am I still there?
Yeah, you are.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you're
July NOMICS
no,
Midwest
gonna...
domestic. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, remember the stories about people who would order 2 cups of coffee when they went into restaurants at the Weimar Republic, because if they waited, by the time they ordered their second cup of coffee, the price would have risen. This is kind of the same thing. You know, you want to get your metal before they raise the price, you know, when
wow.
you come to need it, right? That's what you're saying.
I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. That's why you better purchase your gold and silver now, because the price is the best it's probably ever going to be. And as the dollar drops in value, folks, you're going to be able to buy less of what you have. But July NOMICS Midwest Domestic Hot Rolls Coil Steel Futures hit a record high of $1,801 Monday. So it's going up, and it's going up, and that's all this to it. They're waiting for the, what is it, $1.5 trillion they want to put on infrastructure. I don't remember the exact figure. $1 trillion, whatever it is, to spend on infrastructure. But because of that, base metals prices are rising on copper, iron ore, and other metals. So they've surged. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so when they start expanding railroads and highways and bridges, you know, this will boost the demand. They hope. And they're going to get more money out of it. Any comments on that one?
No, I mean, it's just a sign of the times. And the thing is, you know, you look at the infrastructure, what government's going to do. The one that they are doing, or the one they've done, it's just the beginning. There's more
yeah.
to come.
Yeah.
It's not like this is it. So
there's a lot more to come.
And when you have these, you know, these forbearances and these, when people are beginning to get foreclosed on these rental I mean, it's, it hasn't started yet because government's been paying everybody off. They're bailing everyone out. So it doesn't happen.
Hey, but, wait till the next article. You're going to love this one then. Bail everybody. Yeah, wait till you hit the next
all
one.
Right.
We can run out of time.
Go ahead.
I got to share this because you hit a top topic. Now listen, you hit it right on the tip. A petition with over 2 million signatures calls for $2,000 monthly stimulus checks for every American. Now, how's that for a bailout?
Do you think anyone will work?
Why should they?
So far,
more than 2 million have signed a petition calling for $2,000 monthly stimulus checks for every American. This petition was started by Stephanie Bonin, a Colorado restaurant owner. It was first posted on change.org last year, reports Business Insider. In Bonin's petition statement, she said that she is one of millions of Americans who fear for their financial future because of the COVID-19 crisis. With businesses and schools closing across the country to control the spread of the virus, many people have already lost their jobs. Others are being forced to stay home. This is catastrophic for working families like mine. I'm calling on Congress to support families with $2,000 a month payment for adults and $1,000 payment for kids immediately, and continuing regular checks for the duration of the crisis, said Bonin. Otherwise, laid-off workers, furlough workers, the self-employed, and workers dealing with reduced hours will struggle to pay the rent or put food on the table. It took 9 months for Congress to send a second stimulus check and just moments to spend it. Another single check won't solve our problems. People are just too far behind, explains Bonin. So she wants $2,000 per adult. That's $4,000 for a married couple and $1,000 extra for each child. I wonder if that could cause inflation.
No.
I wonder if that could stop people from even wanting to get up out of bed in the morning.
Sure it will. You know,
oh,
people just it really is sad. And,
because
you know, then
sad,
you have to argue.
Insanity.
Then you have, and it's so hard to make a point to the person says, well, we should help people.
Government we has should. No business helping anybody because they don't produce
nope.
anything.
That's not what their job is.
That's totally unconstitutional and actually unbiblical.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 17:5 puts a curse on men who trust in men. That's just all there's to it.
All right, we're heading into a break, and we'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And as usual, we're talking about inflation and we're talking about UBIs and, you know, what it's happening and what it's doing to the poor folks out there that, you know, they think it's a great thing. And they just don't know what they speak. Here's a...
It seems like people have lost all... Some people have lost all sense of being independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost all sense of that. But go ahead. I'm going to say, make a finished comment.
Well, no, I'm just going to say this is kind of interesting. Coming out of New York, de Blasio warns of possible power outages, urges reduced energy usage amid record heat. You know, I'm just saying the mayor suggested New Yorkers immediately turn off any. If they cut the power.
Oh, my.
What's going on in the Northwest right now.
They're going to do it in Northwest because of the heat. They say they're already doing it in Northwest. And so they cut power. This talk about chaos.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there's a little sideline here that it already says that thousands are still without power across New York and New Jersey on day four of heat wave. So, anyway.
Well, we knew this
was
coming.
Stay home and be safe.
You said this is conditioning, and it truly is. It's only going to get worse. People don't want to hear that. We're going to fix it. No, I don't think so, folks. This has been done for a purpose. It's getting us used to the idea of being a third world nation. They didn't do it overnight. They've been doing it to us gradually. And now they're going to turn us into a third world nation economically with inflation, fiat currency. It's happening. It's happened all over the world many times. Why do you think we're immune? Anything else, Mel, do you want to say on that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Miami building collapse sows fear among city's condo owners, and I can understand that. The building collapse in Surfside, Florida, has frayed nerves in the city as condo dwellers across the Miami area pore over association documents and cast anxious looks at support columns in their own parking garages. Everybody's obviously very shocked and concerned, Tamara Hanna, a real estate agent and attorney, said from her condo unit in Miami Beach. The takeaway is that condo associations really need to be much more careful about managing issues. Rescue workers that continue to dig through the rubble for possible survivors on Tuesday after the Champlain Tower South catered last week, leaving at least 11 people dead and 150 still missing. And I'm going to tell you what, I'd say the chance of finding them alive now is getting pretty slim.
With the heat that they have down there and everything, yes. Sad.
You know, it doesn't look good at all. Not at all. And I really hate that. I feel sorry for the folks, and they're kind of, and they can't do anything about it. They're just waiting and hoping and praying, I guess. But who knows how long it's going to take to find all the bodies. It's just sad. But talking about the heat, there's scores dead as record-breaking heat wave grips Canada and the United States. Scores dead already. Scores of deaths in Canada's Vancouver area are likely linked to a grueling heat wave, authorities have said Tuesday, as the country recorded its highest ever temperatures and amid scorching conditions that extended to the U.S. Pacific Northwest. At least 134 people have died suddenly since Friday in the Vancouver area, according to figures released by the city's police department and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The Vancouver Police Department alone said it had responded to more than 65 sudden deaths since Friday, with the vast majority related to the heat. Canada has set a new all-time high temperature record for a third day in a row, Tuesday reaching 121 degrees Fahrenheit in Lytton, British Columbia, about 555 miles east of Vancouver. The country's weather service, Environmental Canada, reported Vancouver has never experienced heat like this, and sadly, dozens of people are dying because of it, Police Sergeant Steve Addison said. Oh, wow, that is big. I don't care what the reason it is, global warming or man-made, which I tend to believe it is, it's big. Because now it says blackouts in the U.S. Northwest due to heat wave, deaths reported. This is Spokane. The unprecedented Northwest U.S. heat wave that slammed Seattle and Portland, Oregon, moved inland Tuesday, prompting electrical utilities in Spokane, Washington, to resume rolling blackouts amid heavy power demand. Folks, again, this is conditioning. You mark my words. If this goes on, if this nation lasts another 4 or 5 years, you're going to see this is conditioning. Officials said a dozen deaths in Washington and Oregon may be tied to the intense heat that began late last week. The dangerous weather that gave Seattle and Portland consecutive days of record high temperatures exceeding 100 degrees was expected to ease in those cities, but inland Spokane saw temperature spike. Any comments on MLD before we move on to anything
else?
Well,
no, you know what the thing of it is? The sad thing that no one is crying about, or maybe this is just a conditioning of infrastructure spending coming. You know, if you're having all these brownouts, you can't, I mean, really, it's hot, but we haven't been hot before. And then we go through this every time. It's because our infrastructure is so in disarray. And it does need to be worked on. But on the other hand, you know, when we talk about these infrastructure bills, that money isn't going to our infrastructure. What, 10% of it maybe? All the rest of the money, you know, they're just crooks the way they do that. You know, oh, infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure. And how much of it goes to it? Little. It all goes into their little pet peeves and pockets.
And how will the $2,000 extra a month help us with everything is shut down?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and food supplies are scarce. If electricity's off, well, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't buy bigger fans because electricity's off, right?
Right.
I mean, this is common sense. And this is a bit of maybe different kind of news, but I want to share it because I thought it was kind of exciting. I mean, we have all around us, we've been blessed by God so much, Bill, that we don't even know it. All around us is food and medicine. We don't know it. We never took time to learn it, and it was passed down to us. But a common, what everybody calls a weed in the yard and what they want rid of, is found out to be great for different kinds of medicines, and it's called the dandelion. And now they found out something that's really exciting about the dandelion. Dandelion leaf extract blocks spike proteins from binding to the ACE2 cell surface receptor. That means that people that have been hurt by the vaccines may be helped by the dandelion leaf extract. The engineered spike proteins from SARS-CoV-2 can be stopped by a common weed that is terminated from lawns every year. A German university study found that the common dandelion can block spike proteins from binding to the ACE2 cell surface receptors in human lung and kidney cells. The water-based dandelion extract taken from the plant's dried leaves was effective against spike protein D614 and a host of mutant strains, including D614G, N501Y, K14N, and E484K. So I thought that was kind of exciting. I mean, what we have grown in the backyard for centuries has been medicine. We just didn't know it. Isn't that great? Well, I mean, what our God has actually given us, and we didn't know it was here.
Absolutely. I love dandelion. My grandfather used to feed it to us.
Well, dandelion blooms are delicious.
Well, it wasn't the blooms. We ate the roots.
Well, the roots are delicious.
We didn't eat the blooms. We ate the dandelion leaf and the roots. And
yep.
He'd make a bacon dressing, and we'd mash. We didn't have mashed potatoes, but he'd bake the potatoes, and then we would smash it with our forks and put the dandelion there and pour the bacon dressing over it.
It was good. It's delicious. And the bloom is delicious. Now, I know this sounds silly, but try it sometime. Try it. It kind of like deep fried. It is absolutely delicious. Probably the unhealthiest way to eat it, but they're delicious deep fried. They really are. It's just, then there's a light, it's like eating air, but the taste is wonderful. So I just thought I'd share that as a way of kind of giving God praise for what he's done for us. And
absolutely.
How long have we been in Afghanistan now?
Since 19... years.
Yeah, up 10 years, about at least 20 years ago. But final U.S. soldiers pack up and prepare to leave Bagram Air Base after defending it for 20 years as Taliban sweep across Afghanistan, where 2,312 Americans died and U.S. military spent $816 billion. So over 2,300 Americans died. We spent almost $1 trillion, and we're backing out and nothing left to gain. Now think about that, folks. The base, a mini city behind blast walls, was initially a symbol of the U.S. drive to avenge the 9/11 attacks. Yeah, right. Now, in just a matter of days, the last U.S. soldiers will have departed Bagram, leaving behind what many consider a strained legacy. That's been a mouthing. U.S. Central Command said last week is well past 50% packing up Bagram. The Afghan military will take over Bagram as part of its continuing fight against the Taliban and against what many in the country fear will be a new eruption of chaos, and that will happen. As withdrawal day for U.S. troops approaches, thousands of Afghan translators now face being left stranded because they haven't yet been accepted for a special immigrant visa into America. The same thing happened in Vietnam. We pulled out and let the ones that backed us there to the mercy of the North Vietnamese. That's a fact. The base has been the subject of a number of deadly Taliban attacks over the last two decades, with at least 15 American soldiers killed in varying instances or just outside the base. So in total, 2,312 Americans have died in Afghanistan since 2001. So I want to think about that, but we got our butts whipped. We did in Vietnam. People say, "Oh no, we didn't." Yes, we did. We couldn't defeat the Vietnamese with all the technology we had because they didn't fight like we did. Stayed there.
Did you know we're doing strikes now in Syria and Iraq week?
Yep, I read that, know that, and it's prophesied that when Damascus is attacked, that's a sign of the end times.
When it's destroyed. But you know what's interesting?
There's so much happening.
No one is reporting on that. Like, why?
No.
Why are we striking Iraq and Syria? Oh, because they're connected to Iran, I guess. But no one. I haven't read it anywhere.
I haven't heard on the news at all either, have you?
Nope. Not at all.
I mean, of course, Biden's doing it, so it's got to be good.
Yeah, antiwar.com carried an article on it, and that's how I found out today. I was reading that's a great website. It's a great website. But anyway.
Well, America has been involved in so many unjust wars, and I can name lots of them. We won't get into that, but we have been for so long. That keeps our economy moving. You know that. Warfare is profitable. You know that.
Supposed to be.
Yeah,
it's
except the ones
too.
That die in the battles. Yeah.
Yeah, deadly too. Yep.
San Francisco residents consider relocating as crime worsens, quality of life in a decline. As San Francisco tries to bounce back from the devastating impact of COVID-19 pandemic, crime and homelessness now rank among the highest levels of concerns among local residents, many who are contemplating relocating, according to a new poll. It found that 40% say they plan to move out of the city in the next few years. Lindsay Stevens just finished moving out over the weekend. There's nothing worse than seeing such a beautiful place and is in such a disarray. I really thought I was going to be sad when the movers loaded up the last container on Saturday. I've never been more relieved, says Stevens. You know, I was in San Francisco on my way to Vietnam, and I spent a couple of days there. It wasn't the areas I was in. It was a nice city. Even Chinatown was something to go see. Riding the trolleys was fun. Now it's getting so bad that said in San Francisco that car break-ins skyrocket. It's up over 753%. Thieves target unsuspecting tourists in San Francisco. I mean, crime is going rampant in San Francisco, a town that once was kind of a model to the whole world. I'm sure you remember those days.
I've heard about them, yes.
Yeah, well, it's just sad. Our infrastructure declining, our morals in the country declining. So I want to say it's just a sad situation we live in America. The dollar is going to nothing, and people are angry with these things, and they want more money to bail them out. It's chaos. It is chaos. And it just breaks my heart because we can talk about it. When we do, we should. We expose it, and we should. But the masses will never understand what we're saying. That's the saddest part. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, not at all.
So it just, you know, it is where we are in time, in a nation that's kind of slid back a long ways. And in a way of good news, critical race theory had been banned in 6 states. And that's about, great. We need 44 more to go, but it's been banned in 6 states. And a guy, a top designer, wants to build an air-purifying Tesla rival that you can sleep and eat in. They will build a car, literally, that you can sleep and eat in. The seats turn around. They make in the beds. They're called the Aero car, A-I-R-O car. What do you think about that? Wouldn't that be great?
Brings new meaning to homeless, doesn't it? Now you can just live in your car and you'll never be homeless.
Well, people have done that, you know, for a long time. Just not very comfortable. Right. But California banned state-funded travel to 5 more bigoted states. Florida, Arkansas, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia are bigoted, so they're not going to come here and visit us. California banned state-funded travel. Now it stretches to 17 other states. But we're the last five, one of the last 5 put on the list that California will not fund anybody to come and see. This breaks my heart.
Why would they fund them?
Because they pay, I guess, who knows? The state, maybe on state business, they pay for people to fly here for state business, whatever, but they're not going to do it any longer.
Alrighty. Hey, what I do here is the music that we're out of time, and you're going to be joining us tomorrow, as Dave Allen will not be here. So you're on an extra day this week. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a well.